Chief George Brown says his officers need guns in order to protect students and staff from outside threats.
We're trying to keep the streets out of our schools.
While some officers are stationed in schools, others float between buildings. But regardless of where they are located, he says officers are always on the lookout for potential harm to students. He pointed to lockdowns at schools when there were fatal shootings nearby.
But we were working hard every 5 minutes to make sure you guys had a smile on your face and that you were able to get an education.
And you guys were able to do that without guns, right?
Yes, but that in the report...
That's school board member Maura Kaleida. She opposes arming officers, as did many of the people who filled the room at Pittsburgh Public Schools Administration Building in Oakland during a policy workshop. A majority of board members voiced strong concern about the consequences of bringing guns into schools.
We know who gets shot, right? We know that it's going to be the young black students. We know it's going to be the kids with disabilities.
Data show black students are disproportionately arrested by officers employed by the district. That's part of the reason Darlene Figgs, a former PPS educator, now with the Pennsylvania Interfaith Impact Network, says she worries routine interactions between students and police would escalate.
I think that if we look at what's happening in this country outside of the school system, there's no reason to think that inside of the school system would be any different.
This conversation between school police and the board has been at least 3 years in the making. Pittsburgh Public's officers and security guards are unionized and represented by the Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers. In 2015, the union's executive board approved a resolution that recommended the district issue firearms. The following year, the union approached board members individually. Bill Heilman with the PFT agrees with Chief Brown. He says officers say they need guns in order to protect students from intruders.
This in no way is a call by the PFT or the police that we represent because they feel there's some need in the hallways of our schools.
Heilman says the union wants a seat at the table during this discussion, but for years it wasn't a public conversation. Then in February, 17 people were killed in a Parkland, Florida high school shooting. And President Trump and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos suggested teachers carry weapons. The Pittsburgh School Board was quick to shut that idea down. It approved a resolution this summer saying the district would not arm staff. Superintendent Anthony Hamlet also believes guns don't belong in school and says outside threats can be addressed by Pittsburgh city officers. But two board members continue to keep this conversation going. Terry Kennedy chairs the safety committee and said listening to employees is part of the board's job.
And if our school police officers feel strongly that they need some more tools, I think we owe them the respect to be open-minded and listen to their message.
Board member Cindy Falls was not at the meeting, but said in an email that she supported arming the officers. No other board members openly voiced support for the proposal. The board will vote on the policy change at its October 24th meeting. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.